This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It's only the start of the year and you'd think we'd be all prided out with so much happening all around Victoria at the moment. But when it comes to pride, it isn't just all about what's happening in our state right now.
That's right, because the pride season, it kicks off the year with events taking place all over the country. And this morning, we wanted to shine our Joy Breakfast spotlight down south to a state known as Tasmania, which is celebrating Taz Pride at the moment.
Salido from Taz Pride joins us now to tell us what's in store for a very big weekend of Pride. Welcome, Salido.
Oh, hello. Thank you.
Now, the big weekend of Pride kicked off on Friday night with a flag-raising ceremony at the Town Hall. And over the years, Tassie has really set the tone for LGBTQIA+ inclusion and advocacy. And while there's plenty of parties and social activities, why is something like a flag-raising ceremony so important?
I think it's important, Rach, because it's the beginning, it's sort of the official opening of our annual Taz Pride Festival. However, it's a public and community display of pride in Tasmania. And for us, it's really important in terms of where it's the flag raising is done. And that's at the Hobart City Hall, which is part of the Hobart City Council, of course. And as you know, that has a long history of going back to the Salamanca Market days, where protesters were years ago arrested for this, you know, this for a pride gathering. But since then, we've developed an amazing relationship with the council, you know, as a signifier of that relationship and that level of acceptance. We fly the flag proudly from the town hall each year.
Absolutely lovely. Now on Saturday, we've got a march and a party in the park, like lots going on. What can people expect from the day? With the march, can people still register to march? How does it work?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely, Dean. Registrations are still open. I think this year we'll probably have the biggest march that we've ever had. They, you know, it started with about 50 people, you know, over a decade ago, and now it's, you know, up around 1,000, and we're hoping to reach over 1,000 this year. We've already got nearly 1,000 people registered. It just gets bigger and bigger each year. We gather at the top of sort of just out of the city centre and march down through the main road of Hobart and down into Franklin, what's called Franklin Square. And then there's a beautiful party with stalls, food trucks, performers, and that goes for a couple of hours. And then that night, there's obviously Judy's Ball just to celebrate the Pride March and to sort of finish off the celebrations for Saturday.
Like, that's just one day. So much going on.
Yes.
Something, though, that did catch my eye was the handbag toss. Like, I love a bit of a game like this. Do you BYO handbag or what, you know, what's the situation?
So two of our queer community members that live up on the east coast of Tasmania, so this is more of a like a little regional event, and that's Nev and Byron. They host this each year and have been doing so for, again, nearly 10 years, I suppose, and they provide a beautiful picnic or a barbecue, and I do believe they do supply some handbags, yes.
That is so much fun. And then the following day, this is something that always gets me excited. You've got the Great Cake Bake Off. Now, how are people expected to make an extravagant cake after such a big party day the day before?
Well, it is a challenge, I must say this. I just adore this event. This is my favourite event, and I'm usually the hostess for this event. It happens at the Farmgate Market. They've been sponsoring this event for many years now, and they provide beautiful prizes for the contestants. So cakes are delivered between 9:30 and 10:30 in the morning. And just on that point, how do they get baking? I must say a lot of people do arrive a little bit late, very hurried, and they're usually And they've usually been up all night decorating their cake and into the early hours of the morning. So
covered in yesterday's glitter.
Fun to see a lot of bleary-eyed people turn up.
That's the commitment I like to see, especially because when you're feeling that tired, exactly what you need is to bid on a cake and then eat some of it. But I'm one of those people that can either make a cake look amazing and taste awful, or look terrible but taste amazing. So what are you looking for when it comes to a cake? Taste, design, creativity, what do people need to focus on?
Oh, look, we have very high expectations, though, but seriously, this competition isn't for the professionals. So, but I must say we do get some very professional-looking cakes. We're looking for how people incorporate the theme of the festival each year. So This year it's, as you know, Together We Can. I have no idea what people will make of that, but it's amazing how creative people get. So we do look on the theme, how they've interpreted the theme, obviously the look, the complexity, but I think it all comes down to taste at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. I think you need two different flavours in the cake Together we can.
Oh, see there, Rachel's done it. Uh-huh. Oh, my God, everyone
that's
is thinking.
That's how you're going to incorporate it.
That is so smart. Can I ask, why was the theme Together We Can the theme that was chosen this year?
Well, I think it's because there's still, I think, a lot of work to do for our community. You know, from a legal point of view, things have changed, but there's still a need for us to put on safe events, create safe spaces for our community. And I think we can only move forward if we are all stick together as a community, whether it's queer, straight, whatever. We just have to work at a better society together, and a more accepting and a more diverse society. So, and we can't do it on our own.
And if you had to put two flavours together in a cake for Sunday, what flavours would they be? I think I would need chocolate and chilli.
Oh, I'm a fan of white chocolate and raspberry, actually.
Ooh, what about you, Rach?
I think I love a little bit of chocolate and coconut.
Ooh, yum.
Or add some raspberry in as well.
Mm. Okay, yeah, Together doesn't just need to be two. Together We can be all of the ingredients mixed together.
Exactly. Now, Solito, is there any other events that really need a big shout-out from Taz Pride during this Pride Festival?
Absolutely. And one of our favourite events for the festival is the fireworks cruise on the Sunday night. So this is a very, very special event. Not only do you get to come on a beautiful Pentland Bay cruise boat, but we also provide lovely hors d'oeuvres. We have fantastic entertainment. This year we've got the fabulous Miss Ima Star coming back with Psyche, Svetlana and Di Richards. So we'll have a beautiful show as well as a DJ. And then we're out in the river at about 9:30 at night to see the Hobart Regatta fireworks. So it's absolutely the best spot in Hobart to watch the fireworks. It's totally amazing. So I'd highly recommend that event. If you haven't got a ticket yet, I would grab one very soon.
Well, everyone, you can find out the tickets and the details by heading to taspride.com. There is so much happening all around Tasmania, not just this weekend, but all through the Taz Pride season.
Thank you so much for sharing just some of the fantastic events taking place this weekend as part of Taz Pride, Solito. And hopefully you find some time to have fun and eat lots of cake amongst all of the events as well.
I hope so. Thank you so much. Lovely talking to you.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.